BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's podcast, have you ever left a review of a nightclub? They're generally quite bad. We go through some of our faves. Also, my late night DMs to Scarlett Moffat.
Yeah, I didn't realise that you do this as well. I think we're all guilty of it. You've only declared two that you did last night. In fact, one was public, to be fair. Eamon Holmes and Scarlett Moffat. I reckon there's more.
No, that was it. I checked. I double-checked. Also, the Holmes Under the Hammer game returns. Can you guess what the song will be that they play next? Whoever does the music on that show is so underrated. Can you name any of Imagine Dragons? And Chris has a welcome addition to the bedroom. Scott Mills, Radio 1. You right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. Actually, great news for me. Finally got Netflix in the bedroom.
Someone's doing well.
Right, taken so long. But as you know, in my life, huge, because solves all sorts of problems for me in terms of programmes that I haven't been able to watch because of sort of contractual agreement.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good news.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really good. Well done. It's really good having a radio show because you can kind of pass messages on to people. So I would like to let everyone know that if you're trying to get hold of me, after about an hour's time, you won't be able to. I've got a phone situation which is giving me major anxiety right now.
It's a huge problem for you, actually.
You've put a pin in the hole to try and make it charge. It's not charging. And I'm now on 21%. So I'm saying I'll give it another hour and I'll be off.
Yeah, because when I asked you a minute or so ago, it was 22%. So it's really going down now.
Yeah, so I'll be I'm completely uncontactable as of pretty soon.
Well, you won't know how to deal with that either because you need your phone. Constantly, you're constantly messaging, constantly checking socials. Mm. I mean, you are the quickest person I know to reply to anything.
It's just not charging. And now I'm faced with, and we all know what's going to happen, I'm going to be in that shop for a long time, aren't I, later on.
And you're going to hate it. There's no status way of skipping the queue there. You're going to have to go in. Yep. It's going to be busy. You're going to have to go to something awful called a Genius Bar.
Yeah. I mean, they're very helpful, but not geniuses.
No.
That's my afternoon.
And not a bar, either.
It's not a bar, no. I wish it was. Scott Mills. Here we go, 2018, thank you. I'm now wireless charging. Yeah. It's my hole that's the problem.
You've got a lot of people to thank here, like Andy decorating in Cornwall, who suggested that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Loads of people did it, actually.
I'm back on.
Save the day. He's happy, so we'll all have a better show out of it.
You're right, exactly. Oh, I feel so relieved.
Real benefit.
Honestly, I would have been so mardy rest of the show.
Well, probably wouldn't have done anything else rest of the show except talk about the charger. You'd just be in the right mood.
Yeah, I'd feel better, but then what do I do about the hole?
Oh, don't worry about the hole. Just fill your house with wireless chargers then.
Oh, all right. Netflix in the bedroom and now wireless charger. Someone's doing really well. thanks, everyone. Thanks to Dan as well for the lender of the wireless charger. I mean, I don't know whether you care, but I'm really happy now.
And he'll be taking that.
I won't take it. Right, here's the thing I want to bring up in the next 10 minutes. We were talking about this off-air earlier. Have you ever written a review for a bar or a club that's not been negative?
I had to go and find out some stuff about a couple of clubs in Newcastle because I was there recently. I thought I'd go on, obviously, the one that rhymes with Whip Advisor.
Yes.
And just see what they're saying about it. I noticed pretty much all the reviews are negative, and any club that you look at, they're negative.
Yeah. I mean, no one goes on and goes, Tonight, I had the best night of my life at your club. It's always after a certain time of night when you've had maybe a slightly bad experience, which has been elevated because maybe you've had a couple of drinks.
And also, because you've had a couple of drinks, you think suddenly you're a lawyer and you can write out these big, long reviews.
Let's discuss more in a minute. Scott Mills. So I know it's like Tuesday afternoon, but for a second, Chris, just let's imagine we were just walking into the club now, yeah?
Which club we're in? Just any club.
Well, maybe the one we were just watching the videos of.
Oh.
Right, we really need to concentrate on the show, but now we've found videos of the DJ doing a Facebook Live from Big Fellas in Pontefract. Can't stop watching.
I know. You're live on Facebook. Make some noise.
So, good deals, though. Double vodka and energy drink, £3.80.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Chris found, when he was looking for some stag do ideas for his best mate, some nightclub reviews, which I've never really looked at before.
Yeah, so I wanted to go and look at some of the reviews for nightclubs because I wasn't sure where would be best for the sort of group that I was bringing. So I went on the obvious website, Whip Advisor, the one that rhymes with that, and I noticed that all the reviews are bad. And my theory is it's because people go and write these at like 4 a.m. when they've had a singular bad experience. Maybe it's like one member of staff or what, but there's such few positive reviews.
Elliot's been on saying, I'm a nightclub doorman and I actually really love reading the reviews which are aimed at me. Actually quite fun, probably.
But every nightclub's the same. This is in, you know, all nightclubs have bad reviews.
We've done a bit of a search and these are our favourites.
I've just turned 18 and I was looking forward to my first proper nightclub experience. I showed my passport at the door but was refused entry because my passport had just expired. I was using it to prove my age, not board a long-haul flight. The doorman was extremely aggressive and told me to shut up. I hope he feels proud of himself.
Doorman get a hard time on TripAdvisor, I did notice.
Definitely, these were written at a certain time of night.
I'd literally rather be in a prison than visit this club again. To be honest, I think they should scrap this place and start again. I was a paying customer and made to feel like a scummy prisoner. I hated every single minute of it. I think you should remember, your club is in bloody Watford, not Mayfair or Miami Beach. Get over yourselves.
It's quite fun trying to guess the nightclub as well, isn't it, from these?
Not Mayfair, mate.
Stinks of feet and is full of barely legal boys and girls experiencing their first night out. But if you like feet and teenagers, you can have a good time.
Seriously, have you ever been to a club in the day? I've had to do that a couple of times just for like filming. Horrible. Oh, it's horrible. Because all the lights are on and you're like, oh God, this is what it looks like. It's horrible and does smell of feet. True. One more.
The doorman insulted me by telling my girlfriend she's punching above her weight. It made me cry and ruined my birthday. Disgusting.
Scott Mills.
Should we go to the R&B room now?
Yeah. Okay. It feels like we're just outside. You know, like when you've got to take a phone call. So you go out the double doors.
Yeah.
One finger in the other ear as well.
Like, hello.
You looked at me really weird there. Wonder where that was going.
I really did. Thought you were looking at that video again.
I must warn other travellers to stay the hell away lest they get sucked into this vortex of ridiculous prices and incompetent DJing. The club is fairly quiet, for which I attribute the god-awful music. The DJ, whose method I can only describe as being akin to a toddler with ADHD, force-fed sherbet and blue Smarties, and let loose with a bucket of mixtapes. There was no song left to play for more than 30 seconds. The intro of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was suddenly cut off and replaced with some dance techno number, which was disappointing and very off-putting.
Yeah, I think I found that, actually.
Now this is a story all about how my life...
Whoa, what are you doing? To be fair, that would annoy me as well.
There are some nightclubs where that's really, really on, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
Like, no more than 10 seconds of each song.
Yeah, I want to hear a bit more, please. I was just getting into it.
Bouncer comes over to two of my mates and tells them they aren't coming in because they have a new facial recognition system and they've been flagged up for some reason. The night was ruined before it even started. This doesn't even include the terrible damp carpet wet dog smell in the main room, the bouncers who think they're Tyson, the overpriced drinks, the unwashed drinks glasses, and the idiots who throw drinks off the balcony onto the dance floor.
Seriously, you try and find a good club review because there are very, very few. It doesn't happen. It's all people moaning.
If you manage to get in, be sure to take athletic gear for the trek across this sticky floor. It's better than fell walking.
I don't think I've ever written a review for anything.
No. But especially after doing a night out in some nightclub, right?
Yeah.
The last time we had this type of security interrogation was at border control trying to enter Israel from Egypt.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Zara Larsson. You know I really love her and I really hope that she will visit our show again soon after what happened yesterday when we put her through a call with superfan Steve, which is actually you in the office next door, pretending to be her biggest fan. I've got to say, my new favourite thing is getting pop stars' names wrong on purpose.
Do you think we should get superfan Steve to do it more?
Yeah.
Zara Larsson was 10 years old.
I was.
I listened to it so much after the show yesterday.
I find it odd, the amount of messages I've had on Twitter and Insta from people who love Superfan Steve.
Sorry, Laden.
Yeah.
Because I think it's too cringe. This is a classic case of something that I don't think is actually very good on the show, but you love it, and loads of people seem to love it.
Chris, it's one of the best things we've done. How can you not see that?
I know, but it's the whole spaghetti hoops thing from Innuendo Bingo again. I think that's awful, but
brilliant.
You love it.
No, that's one of my favourite things.
Fine.
When you had to put spaghetti hoops in your mouth and they just pop out, it brings me such joy.
Sarah Larden, 167 centimetres.
Oh, that was awkward when you, like, questioned her about what actual height she was. Remember, these are questions about her. She should know the answer. How tall is Zara?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve.
Yes?
5'6".
Ah, I'm shorter. I'm a tiny girl. I'm 5'4".
No.
No? Okay.
What do you mean no?
Sarah Larden, 167 centimetres, 5'6".
No, I'm 63 at 163 centimetres. I'm 5'4".
Steve?
Steve. No, the answer's 5'6", Scott.
All right, let's move on. Okay. Let us know who you want Superfan Steve to do a call to next, please.
This is BBC Radio 1.
We were just saying, right, most bands, you'd be able to name at least one band member, wouldn't you? This is really bad. You would, though. You'd be able to, like, recognise one of them or name a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
It's bad that I don't know this, but if you asked me to look at a lineup of people now and say, Scott, which ones are in Imagine Dragons, I would not know.
Couldn't name one of them.
Not only could I not name them, I wouldn't recognise them. Is that bad or is it just
incredible? Because Imagine Dragons are huge, aren't they?
Massive. But if one of them walked in now, would you be like, oh, look, it's Bob from Imagine Dragons? You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
There isn't a Bob in Imagine Dragons.
Well, how do you know that? Oh, you just Googled it.
Yeah, I was going to pretend, but right. I don't know either.
Who's in the band?
Dan, Ben.
Dan, Dad.
And then it just says on Wikipedia, Moore. Now, I don't know if that's because someone's name is Moore or if maybe it just means Dan, and then even Wikipedia don't know the rest.
I mean, it's bad if the internet don't know who's in your band. Interesting.
I don't know.
And I know there'll be loads of people on now going, oh, you idiot. Like, but they're just not on my radar. But, I mean, great songs, you know? Right, funny business. This is where we each give a company name to each other and you've got to call them, but you don't know what it is before and you can't laugh, okay? Mm. So, is it me first today?
Yeah, it's you first today. So, I've got a funny name of a business here.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't laugh.
Okay. And then I've got one for you as well.
Are we ready?
Yeah, okay, put them through.
Hello, Humperdum, rubbish clearance.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this, please?
This is Larry from Humperdum, rubbish clearance. Who's this, please?
Humperdump?
Humperdump, rubbish clearance, yes.
Oh. And you clear rubbish, do you?
Yes, we do, yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I think I've got the wrong number.
Right, okay, no problem.
Sorry about that.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you, bye.
I don't think you clocked exactly what that was.
No.
Because, do you know what? He says it so, so quickly.
What was it?
I think because he's a bit embarrassed. It's hump and dump.
It sounded like humper dump to me.
No, it's like you hump it, then you dump it.
He just said it really fast.
Yeah, but wouldn't you, if you were working at that business, you're not going to be like...
Or maybe just don't call it that.
And dump it.
Okay. Sorry for that call, Larry. Right, your turn. I've got a good one for you.
Yeah.
Ready?
I am ready.
You cannot laugh.
Hello, Cracking Nuts.
Oh, I've lost already. Hiya. Sorry.
Doing?
Is this Cracking Nuts?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Brilliant. And just to check, what is it that you do?
We do roasted nuts, a variety of flavours, salty nuts, sweet nuts, spicy nuts.
But all of them cracking?
All of them cracking good, yeah.
And did you come up with this yourself? Is this your business?
Yeah.
Cracking Nuts. How did you come up with the name?
was about 10 years ago, me and my friend used to do like T-shirt designs, sort of funny designs, and that was one of the T-shirts I came up with. That was became the sort of company name, and then years later I started a nut business, and I thought, oh yeah, I've got a name for that.
So you're Mr. Cracking Nuts?
Yeah.
And your friend is also Cracking Nuts as well?
No, he doesn't do it anymore.
Oh no, why is he not doing it anymore?
Oh, he does sing boring with hearing aids.
Fine. All right. Well, look, thank you. And if I need any nuts, I'll call again. Cheers for taking my call.
No problem.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye. I laugh straight off.
Yeah, he's gone off to do something boring now with hearing aids.
Oh, I always forget the one rule in this, which is don't laugh. It's a simple rule, but easily forgotten. Oh, well.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. I was DJing in Manchester last night. And you know when it's like a Monday night and it's late and there's no one up and you really want to chat to one of your mates?
Oh, I saw you were tweeting Eamon Holmes, weren't you?
Yeah, 3:11 a.m. this morning. Because everyone's in bed and sometimes you just want to chat on the way back, you know? It's boring, the journey.
But it really looked quite sweet. It was like you had your little hand in the air. I'm awake, Eamon.
Well, he put, who's awake and why? I don't know why he was. I put, I am Eamon, just driving back from Manchester to London. Did a DJ gig for Boots. How are you? Nothing back. But then I ended up sliding into the DMs of Scarlett Moffat, who was also awake because in Australia.
Oh, good.
I was like, all right in the jungle? She's like, it's good, but really hot. How are you? This is all happening at, 4:01 this morning. Awesome. Good chats, though. See, there's always someone awake if you try hard enough.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Chloe is 20 and in Belfast. Hello.
Hi.
Chris, what we have here, let me tell you, is a top-notch barista.
Oh, wow.
Am I right, Chloe?
That's right.
You can do all of the coffee art.
Oh, of course I can. Sure, it's part of the job.
So what kind of thing do you put in the froth?
You can have a wee swan. You can have a wee, like, leaf. Sure, you know yourself, a wee heart, maybe, if you're fancying the customer, sure.
Yeah, you can go for the emojis as well. What if you don't like the person you're serving? What do you put in there?
Oh, they just get like a dot.
Just or a dot. Minimal effort.
Just like a dot.
Have you seen that? There's a special Instagram account where there's all sorts of special designs on the top of a latte.
Yeah. I used to do it when I used to work in a bar. I used to put them, I've told you this before, in the top of Guinness. I would attempt to draw the clover, but the problem is if you mistime it, you've got to go all in with this thing.
Right.
But if you mistime it, it looks offensive.
Right, okay. Yeah, that Instagram is it's just various lattes with those in. Have you ever done one of those, Chloe?
No, but I'll try.
Not on purpose.
Speaking of which, it says you're going to Amsterdam this weekend.
Yes, I am.
Been before?
I actually was there in June with my friends.
Okay, so you have been...
A seasoned Amsterdam traveller, you know.
Listen, I've got a good banger selection for you today. Who do you normally pick?
Normally Chris. Not gonna lie.
Okay. All right.
You won't even listen to them when they say that.
Oh dear, was that?
No, oh here.
Oh, okay.
That's a good thing,
Okay. Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
This is such a good song, right? And this is kind of sacrilege to say, but it always reminds me, weirdly, of when One Direction did this in one of their auditions. They did
Stop.
A version of this. Mate, I know. I love this song so much, but it's so annoying. I can't get the thought of, like, Niall getting really enthusiastic with the... Whoa!
I do not remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to say it ruined it for me, but...
Are you trying to put Chloe off my banger's choice?
Anyway, Chloe, you can have that. We can have my choice, which is this.
I mean,
this is Akon, Smack That.
Oh, here. Listen, it's pretty good.
I wish I could hear you.
Oh my gosh, it's such a difficult choice. I appreciate it. I appreciate
you
being a
cool
player,
but I'm going to go Chris. Come on. So I think she's going for me.
Okay, cool.
Great.
All right, then.
That's
all right, okay. Chloe. It's your One Direction
Chloe,
story.
Chloe, you going for me? Brilliant. Yeah. Nice one. Akon, smack that. Let's go.
The idea of Niall doing it ruined it.
Big boy, Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe dinosaurs did not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah, thanks for ruining my choice. Oh, do you remember when One Direction did a version of it on X Factor? Also, I totally forgot that Eminem was even a thing on that song.
I know. I didn't realise. He just popped up there.
I was like, is this Eminem? What's he doing on it?
It's a bonus. It's like finding out Noel Edmonds is going to the jungle as well.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a bonus.
Late edition. Yeah, no, it's really good. Akon featuring Eminem. Who knew? I think it was always on there, but I just completely forgot that it ever happened.
Robbie text in to say, what was she calling on? A string and cup?
The phone quality was not the best there. I'll leave it there.
Scott Mills.
Oh my goodness, Chris just made me watch One Direction covering Viva La Vida on the X Factor live stage.
Worse than you remember.
Yeah. I mean, it was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
But it's just weird, isn't it? Like, as time passes, things get worse. Don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in that case, yeah.
Niall is doing full, like, West End stage eyes.
I mean,
like full enthusiasm.
This was before they became the biggest boy band in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Harry's doing like a really mad dance as well. It's actually quite fun watching back old auditions like that, isn't it? And
yeah,
like, that was on the live shows. Wow.
Scott Mills.
Grimmy's with you at 4. I had his whole show yesterday. I really loved it.
Yeah. I was going to say Grimmy's in the room right now.
Yeah.
I'm not. I really, really enjoyed it.
But that's what it seems like.
I really enjoyed it. No, I just said it off air as well. I really enjoyed it. All of the weird people that were on saying things they felt sorry for. Thank you.
I just said that to you.
Yeah. Don't try and catch me out. I'm just trying to be nice, yeah?
Okay.
Before Stormzy, it was Thank You Next. If I was one of Ariana's exes and I wasn't mentioned, name checked in that song, I think I'd be livid.
Mm.
I'd be fumes. And I've just thought of one that's missing. Nathan Sykes.
It's true, you do forget that one, don't
that
you?
That did happen.
Yeah.
The guy off The Wanted, they did go out. Not in the song. I'd be annoyed.
Maybe that's for a different song another time.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe there'd be a whole, like, on the album, Nathan. All right, Homes Under the Hammer. They're clever on that show because what they're talking about, that the next song they play relates to what they've just said. So play along at home, please. Did you see Dizzy Rascal tweet yesterday? I never knew I'd get to the point in my life where I get excited about Homes Under the Hammer. It creeps up on you, doesn't it? Okay, so we've got a bit of the show to play you. And play along, 8199. What song are they going to play after they say this?
Open up this doorway here, or this entrance area here, to open up the kitchen into a kitchen living area. So that's good. The kitchen... obviously, there isn't one, but the electrics have been put in and they look like they've been reasonably done. So it's a starting point. All the, I guess, clearing away has been done. And if you like this design that they've come up with, well, your quid's in, really.
Right, so so the door's open to a kitchen and living area. Good electrics.
Yeah,
and
I reckon
the clearing away has been done.
Something in the electrics there.
Well, how many songs are about electrics?
Electricity. That's the name of the song. Electricity, Dua Lipa and Silk City.
Okay, I'll let you have that one. Any other songs about electrics? Hardly any.
There's that high voltage one.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Electric Six. Can we hear it again?
Open up this doorway here, or this entrance area here, to open up the kitchen into a kitchen living area. So that's good. The kitchen, obviously there isn't one, but the electrics have been put in and they look like they've been reasonably done.
Is there any songs about not having a kitchen?
The starting point. All the, I guess, clearing away has been done. And if you like this design they've come up with, well, your quid's in, really.
I know. Blank Space, Taylor Swift.
Oh, because, like, starting again.
Space, yeah.
What about Drake starting from the bottom?
That's okay.
Not a bad idea. DJ Fresh?
Would they play Drake on Homes Under the Hammer, though?
Probably not, but would be amazing if they did.
What should we go for?
Taylor Swift, I reckon.
Blank Space?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you like this design that they've come up with, well, your quid's in, really.
Yeah.
I got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name. It certainly is a blank space.
It certainly is a blank space. We hardly ever get this right. That's a first.
Result.
Okay, help us out with this one on 81199. What's the song going to be next here?
And Luke, you get this too. It's a safe. It's an actual old school, heavy, gorgeous, locked safe. Imagine. It's just the possibilities. My head's running wild with the possibilities. What could be in there?
Right, so she's getting way overexcited about a safe, where she's just found a locked safe. She's thinking back to like films where you see and there's like millions in there and a wad of cash. There'll be
so
nothing in there.
With a safe. Akon locked up. That could be one.
It's good. Any other suggestions? There's a locked safe and she's getting way overexcited about it.
Scott Mills.
So this lady here has just found a safe. What could the song be that they're going to play next?
Luke, you get this too. It's a safe. It's an actual old school, heavy, gorgeous, locked safe. Imagine. It's just the possibilities. My head's running wild with the possibilities. What could be in there?
Now, I'm going down the road of her head spinning.
Oh, are you?
Right,
you're not,
round.
Not down the safe route.
Well, it could be. What's that song? Spin, Flow Rider, right round.
What?
My head spins right
round. Yeah, right round. Yeah.
Or maybe we do go for like Treasure, Bruno Mars.
Yes. James Arthur, Safe Inside. In fact, loads of people going down that route. This from Chris the Trucker. He suggested Notes and Mabel, Finders Keepers.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Or another Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven, because it's a safe. I've got the key, I've got the secret. What should you go for?
I'm just looking at whatever.
Oh, it'll just be a real, like, obvious money one.
Lunch Money Lewis, Bills?
Yeah, that.
I think Bruno Mars, Treasure is a good shout.
Treasure? Okay,
yeah.
We're saying Bruno Mars, Treasure.
You could have all sorts of hidden treasure.
Too right.
That is, I mean, that's
right.
Great.
You know that if you listen to this a lot, this never happens. Okay, let's try one more. Let's try and make it three in a row.
Are you absolutely positive that you're confident on this? If you are, please sign here. And I said, I'm just going to phone my solicitor one more time. And she took about 10 minutes and then phoned us back and said, yeah, I've never seen this before, but you're actually buying a coal mine. The trust deed for this property is a coal mine with rights to mine from 600 foot and down.
No way!
No way. So he's about to sign on the dotted line for a coal mine.
Coal mine. So something with their mines. Yeah.
Okay. Right, let us have some ideas, please. 81199, thanks.
Scott Mills.
So they always play a song relating to what they've just said on Homes Under the Hammer. There's a guy here that's just... he's got himself a coal mine. What about Sound of the Underground, Girls Aloud?
Good one. Or...
What's that song? Hi-ho! Off of Snow White and Dwarfs.
Yeah, could be that.
That one.
Arctic Monkeys, Are You Mine? Although... That doesn't really work so well. I think Girls Aloud's a very good shout.
Or Gold Digger.
Yeah, a few people suggested Gold Digger.
Do you think... would that be on Homes Under the Hammer?
Listen, I like Girls Aloud, but I don't know.
Okay, let's go Girls Aloud.
A coal mine with rights to mine from 600 foot and down.
No way!
No. People get suspicious.
Dan, Graham and Kate will be getting out their shovels and pickaxes.
That's three in a row!
Three, that's a hat trick.
That's never happened. People were like, oh, you knew the answers. We honestly didn't. But I think we've finally conquered how to do this game.
Scott Mills.
Earlier on Bangers, we had a real-life barista on who was telling us that she could do all the coffee art, but it's actually quite a skill to be able to make patterns like that in the froth. Vicky and Maidstone's an expert, aren't you?
Sort of.
Not with coffee, though. So when you used to work in a bar, right?
Yeah, many years ago. Many years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, if there was a guy that I liked and he ordered a Guinness, I was able to write my mobile number in the Guinness
head. No, come on. I could barely put a shamrock on the thing. How would you do all the individual numbers?
Well, my brother told me that he did it and I didn't believe him. And I practiced and practiced and practiced and managed to get my number in two lines on a Guinness head.
Right, so if you fancy a bloke and he orders a Guinness, you actually did that. You put your number on the top of the Guinness.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10 it worked.
And did they ever text?
Yeah. One guy I went out a few dates with.
That's mad.
All from the sort of the code. But then surely they just drink it straight away. Like, that must be annoying when that happens.
But it would be embarrassing, yeah. Sometimes they wouldn't even notice and they just, like, drink it.
But how do you do it? Like, surely there's a real technique there.
There it is, and you usually end up with quite a big head on the Guinness, but because you have to pour it so slowly, and obviously write your number in it, the slower you pour it into the middle of the glass, you get a bigger head.
Oh, I couldn't be bothered with that. Just hand over your number. Scott Mills. Someone that we both know, I don't know if you know this story, left his number for a waitress once on the receipt when we all went out for food. He wrote it at the bottom. You know the version they keep, their version.
Mm.
Never got a call or text.
No, because they do often give you a little pen as well, so it is a good time to do it, isn't it? Yeah, I reckon there's loads of inventive ways people have given their number.
Natalie says, I've had a number written in raspberry puree on top of a French martini before. Wasn't interested in the barman though, so walked away and just drank the drink. Awkward. Earlier, we were talking about club reviews, because generally they're not good, because it's something that's happened when you've maybe had a couple of drinks and you really want to rant about the club. Go online, like, there's hardly any good reviews of clubs, and I want to know if you've ever written a review in haste before and then afterwards are like, oh, I wish I hadn't put that.
Yeah, especially when it's like 4 in the morning and you're writing these reviews.
Yeah, of a bar or a club. This is one we found from someone that had a bad experience in Watford.
I'd literally rather be in a prison than visit this club again. To be honest, I think they should scrap this place and start again. I was a paying customer and made to feel like a scummy prisoner. I hated every single minute of it. I think you should remember your club is in bloody Watford, not Mayfair or Miami Beach. Get over yourselves.
If you've written one and you've been like, oh, wish I hadn't, send me it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It doesn't have to be a bar or a club, but I think those are the ones where people get the most angry, generally. Scott Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you get this podcast, though, I think what we should start doing is, like, it's encourage more people to get the podcast. Like, leave a secret code word on it or something. What do you think?
In what sense? What? So we say a code word now and then what?
We maybe, I don't know, I've got to think this through.
I know, I kind of get what you mean. What you want is for loads of people to be listening to this right now and feel really special because you've got to this point of the podcast.
Yeah.
For now, we'll just say thank you.
All right.
In future, we'll try and get some kind of code word so you can, you know, tell other people. It's like, are you a real listener? Then say, I don't know, thunderstorm.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, like when you go into a shop and you've got like the Advantage card.
Yeah.
It needs to be something like that. It needs to be something that people can get as a result of getting the podcast.
For now, we're going to call this code word Storm Queen.
Yeah. But thanks very much for listening. If you did like it, leave us a little review, a nice one, please, constructive at least, and tell your friends about this podcast.
Yeah, tell your friends.